An air quality advisory has been in effect since Monday for 15 eastern Wisconsin counties where state officials had detected high levels of air pollution. The DNR has issued 24 advisories and watches this year, and Ann Bogar, an air management specialist, says we're entering the time of year when these alerts grow even more common.
This time of year is often a time period when we see some air quality issues just because of the longer summer days and the intensity of the sun, some of the humidity factors, but it's hard to tell whether just because it's a busy late June going into the 4th of July type period, whether it will continue that way all summer.
Bogar says it's too early to tell if this summer will see unusually high levels of air pollution, but she does say that other summers have gotten off to better starts, with cooler days and more storms to clear the air. The current string of hot days causes things like vehicle and factory emissions to form ozone, and Bogar says the fine particles of soot, smoke, and dust that come from these emissions make matters worse. Since the forecast calls for more warm weather over the 4th of July, the DNR is urging Wisconsinites to keep in mind that their actions could be pumping toxins into the air.
We're asking people to take action to reduce emissions that we have control over, such as reducing your driving, taking energy conservation measures, not mowing your lawn, or using, you know, any sort of thing that's going to have a combustion engine or use gasoline and make emissions.
Bogar says children, the elderly, and people with respiratory problems are most at risk and urges them to be aware of air quality forecasts. She says such groups should reduce physical exertion on air advisory days and plan to go out in the morning or evening when air pollution levels are lower. Adam Hintertour, Wisconsin Public Radio.